Hi everybody, this is Abigail. I'm 36 years old and I'm a mommy to two girls. One is 3.5 and one is 1.5. So when I was asked to do this recording, to share some information and encouragement with other moms, I felt very blessed. I feel as if mommies can learn so much from each other, just as women can, by sharing our stories, our experiences, and what makes us the best mommies, the best individuals that we possibly can be. So here's some information, some advice, some encouragement for you if you're listening today as a mom to be, as a mommy to 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 beautiful blessings called children, or perhaps if you're a single mom. For this is the information, the advice, and the encouragement that helped me through my most challenging times, that got me through many difficult situations, and that made me the strong mommy that I am today. Number one, seek God first in everything you do, including being a mommy. You see, sometimes we forget that God chose us to bear life to a child that came directly from Him. He already has a plan and purpose for the child that we call our own. And yes, as much as that particular little girl or boy is your child, remember that he or she is also God's child. So when you're going through something challenging, something that seems far bigger than you can manage to muster the courage or strength to control at that particular time, get down on your knees and start praying. Ask God for His advice, for His wisdom, and for His direction in being the best mommy that you can be in that situation. Ask Him to help you with whatever you're having difficulty with. Open your heart, open your soul, and allow Him to speak to you. Allow Him to give you the opportunity to rise to the occasion, to learn the lesson that you're supposed to be learning from that situation, and to nurture that soul as best you can. You're not alone as a mommy. You were never designed to be alone. You have angels that are helping you 24/7, whether you know it or not. And you have God Almighty, your Father, your spiritual Father, that's helping you, strengthening you, and watching you every step of the way. So the next time you feel alone, overwhelmed, or just so anxious that you don't quite know what to do or say, take a few moments, take a few deep breaths, and start praying. Open up those communication channels with the Lord your God and ask Him to help you with the biggest, best, and most amazing job you'll ever do in this lifetime, that of being a mommy. Number two, it's okay to be a strong mommy. You're supposed to be a strong woman so that you can nurture those souls, so that you can raise individuals that will fare well in the world one day. If you feel that sometimes you have to be strong, you have to be a disciplinarian, you have to correct them more often than not, you have to be the bad one, it's okay. You're not bad in disciplining your children. You're not a bad person. You're not an awful person. And there's certainly nothing to feel guilty about in disciplining your children. Growing up, my mom and dad would often say to me, spare the rod and spoil the child. Well, that still has a lot of significance in today's society. It's okay. It's in fact very needed to discipline your child. Not saying abuse your child, that's never okay. And as mommies that truly love our children, we will never do that. But a little spank, a little that's not okay in a very stern voice goes a very long way. We're not there to be our children's best friends. Neither are we there to comfort them and mollycoddle them into being brats. We're there to see that they are the best Christian individuals that they possibly can be. We're there to see that they shine in this world as only our children can through the grace of God. So yes, by all means, celebrate them, love them, nurture them, have fun with them, and bring out the very best in them. but when they're wrong, they are wrong. Ask God for the strength to discipline in a way that He is okay with. Go to your Bible, go to the text, and read up on disciplining our children, because the problems that children now experience and now expose us to have always been there. They've always been very challenging vessels of wisdom. They're there to teach us. And every time they challenge us, it's really a lesson that we need to learn. When you learn the lesson, though, be very, very, very clear in the boundaries that need to be set. What is acceptable? What is unacceptable? Manners of speaking and behavior. Be sure to encourage good behavior, good manners of speaking at all times. And here's number three. Children reflect us in every possible way. Don't expect your child to speak in a pleasant, polite manner if you are speaking in a rude, arrogant manner. Don't expect your child to be peaceful, tranquil, and in control of his or her emotions if you often lose it as a mom, if you shout and scream and throw your toys out the cot. Don't expect your child to be different. I needed a reminder of that very often. Raising my two daughters, I needed to know that my children reflect my energy. If I'm calm, in control of my emotions, and I pray regularly, and I allow them to see that I'm happy and grateful for my life, that I see my life as a blessing, and that I live my life to the best of my ability, they will find that gratitude in their own little beings. They will mimic that very same energy. They will be in control of their emotions. Of course, we have to understand that every single age has a particular manner of behaving or speaking, and that's age appropriate. But reflect energy that is godly. Reflect energy from our God that is beautiful and pure, so that our children can reflect the same. Absorb positive energy around you and give off positive energy, because what you give to the world is what you get back. What you give to your children is what you get back. So allow them to see you strong, godly, faithful, and grateful for a beautiful, blessed life. And you will, over time, raise children who are godly, strong, faithful, and grateful for their lives. And number four, let go and let God. There will be situations that are just so difficult to handle that you don't quite know what to do or say. And that's okay. Just as our children are learning and becoming adults, we are learning how to be the very best parents we can be with every situation and every new day. There will be times you really just have to let go and entrust your child, his or her safety, his or her mindset, his or her entire spiritual being to him. Let him know, God, you've blessed me with this child. It's now time for you to show me what to do to take care of him or her. There are times your child has to go away for, say, for example, a school excursion or a trip, or has to spend some time with daddy if you're separated and you feel helpless and hopeless. Let go and let God. Let go and let God have his wonderful way, because he is God. He knows what he's doing. And he knows what's best for you and your family. And here's some advice for single moms. You may feel as if you've failed at being a mommy, or perhaps you failed because your family is no longer together. Well, mommy, it's not your fault. Everything that happens in life has already been destined and planned by God. What you're going through was already part of his plan for your life. Just as he calls you two things, two people, two relationships, he also calls you away from them. He knows why. You and I may not know, because we are Human beings, we're just here to carry out our lives as best we can. But if we allow Him to guide us and show us what it is that He wants us to do, where it is that He wants us to go, and how He wants us to live, He does. He will every single time. So look at that child that looks at you with all the hope in the world, and know that he or she is all the inspiration you need to be the very best person that you can be. That you are whole, you are a complete whole person, and that you are enough to bless this child, his or her life, with all the spirituality, with all the wisdom, with all the information, with all the love that he or she possibly needs. You are not lacking in any way. Fill your home with godliness. Fill your home with God's love. Know that your home is complete, even if it is just you and your child or children living in that home. That is God's plan for you and your family, and he's taking care of you, your needs, every single day. Bless your children with your full and undivided love and attention. Let them know that they are perfect, beautiful beings that are more than deserving of the best in life. And that if life the way they would like it did not happen, it's not the end of the world, because God knows best and He knows what He's about to bless them with. Have an attitude of gratitude so strong that you forget to feel bitter, that you forget to feel that you're lacking, that you forget to feel guilty, and that you never, ever, ever have a chance to feel ungrateful. Be so blessed, be so accessible, and be so willing to nurture your children as best you can, that there's never an opportunity to feel less than, because you're not. I've met single moms that are more powerful, strong, and beautiful as moms, as some moms that are part of a wonderful family are. And it's because of their self-belief. They know their responsibility. They know their duty in this world. They work hard. They give their children their best. They love them. They are accessible to them. They are there for them. They are present. And that is the biggest, most beautiful gift you can ever give your children. To working moms, you often feel as if you're not giving your children enough time, enough energy, enough love. You often feel as if you should be doing more. I know, I go through it all the time. Well, guess what? You work because you're building something beautiful for your children. You work so that you can give your children the best that life can give them. But balance is important. So when work is done, be there for your children. In the little time that you do have with them, give them all of you. Put your cell phone away. Put all distractions off and away so that you can be accessible and present as a mom. Talk to them, open up to them, eat with them, cook with them, walk with them. Do things that celebrate life together so that your children have no doubt in their minds that you may be a working mom and you take a lot of time to build something that's beautiful for them, that you can leave to them as a legacy one day, but you are a doting, loving, caring mom, and that you love being a mom. Our children feel us. They know exactly what we're feeling, thinking, and are going through. They sense it in every way possible. So let them know beyond a doubt that you love being their mommy, that you love them no matter what. They may be challenging, they may be going through stuff that is very difficult to understand, but you and I went through the same, and our parents did a very fine job by raising individuals that know the importance of being good parents. Sit down today and write about all the things that you are grateful for as a mom, as an individual. And thank God for the blessing that is yours and yours alone. There are moms that cry every day for they do not have the blessing of holding their own child in their hands. There are moms that are going through in vitro. There are moms that are going through treatment after treatment after treatment in the hopes of falling pregnant. You and I have children. We have joy. We have blessing. And yes, we have challenges that come with the very same blessing. But guess what? It came from God Almighty, and He is there every step of the way to guide us into celebrating and enjoying the blessings of motherhood as only we can. Maybe it's time to count your blessings all over again. To look at your children and tell them how proud you are of them, how much you love them, and how grateful you are to have them in your life. And that you know that they are going to be super successful individuals one day. Speak life into them. Speak success into them. Speak joy into them. And watch them grow into the most amazing powerhouses you have ever seen. Knowing that it is through God, His grace, His mercy, and His love that you are a mommy. A blessed Mother's Month to every single mom listening to this. And may you never forget how special, how beautiful, how wonderful you are. God bless.